Look in your Bibles, the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 this morning. And I am thankful the Lord let us all assemble just like we are today. And as we said earlier, it's because of the resurrection of Christ is why we're here. Every Sunday is about us gathering to worship and to hear from a risen Lord. Amen. And I thank the Lord for His goodness and His grace to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, you're well and able to stand. I'm going to read several verses and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart this morning. And I'm thankful this text, I believe this is a powerful text of scripture. Brother Paul's having to write to a church that some had told some false things to, and he corrects those things in this chapter. And I'm glad of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that He was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all He was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so you believe. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our faith vain, our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witness of God, because we have testified of God. They raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we have all been most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead." I'm glad of that. "Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after they that are Christ at His coming." Let's pray together. Father, I thank You today for the reading of the Word of God. I thank You, Lord, that we know You are alive and well. Thank You for saving my soul. Thank You how You walk with me and You talk with me. Lord, You help me along the way. I pray now for a few minutes You'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost. I touch us to preach today. Lord, we ask You, first one in our midst that's not saved, may this be the day, may this be the place they run to You, repent and be saved. Today, Lord, help us as Your people, and may we glorify Your name. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 14 and verse 20 today. In verse 14, the Bible says, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." Verse 20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. I'll preach this morning, the Lord helping me, for just a few minutes on this subject of the importance of the resurrection of Christ. The importance of the resurrection of Christ. Can I say to us here today, one more time, the reason we are here is the Lord. It's not a religion. Amen. I don't have religion. While my soul, religion will make you mean and miserable. But a relationship with Jesus Christ will save you from hell and make you heaven bound. Amen. I have a relationship with a risen, a living, ever-living Lord today. Oh, friend, we find that Paul writes to this Corinthian church and how that they have been told there's no resurrection, but Paul let them know real quick how Christ rose. Therefore, we that die in Christ, we too will rise also. Oh, friend, today I thought throughout these verses I read, that word vain keeps coming up. He said our preaching would be vain, our faith would be vain. That word vain means to be empty. It means devoid of truth. It means fruitless or of no purpose. It means delusory or profitable, unprofitable, or useless. It's what the word vain means. He said everything we do would be useless and empty had Christ not risen from the dead. Oh, listen to me here. There's four things I'm looking at. I ain't gonna hold you long. But these are major things. If Christ is not risen, then why are we here? I like what I heard a preacher say on the radio yesterday. And it's about this time of the year they began doing these TV shows on the news channels looking for Jesus and who was the Jesus of the Bible. But they're not having those things to let you know he's alive. They're trying to disprove everything. Well, I got news for you. They can't disprove it no matter what they do. He died, was buried, and rose again just like he said he would. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm glad for the resurrection. Even as a boy, I've known from a child of the importance of the death, burial, and resurrection. Even before I got saved, there was something about Easter. That idea of just meditating and putting emphasis on the resurrection. I knew it wasn't an Easter bunny and wasn't an Easter egg. But I knew from a child, it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, today, the importance of the resurrection of Christ. Can I say, first of all, it's important because if Christ not risen, there'd be no salvation. Very plainly, this that chapter in verse number 14 tells us, he said, and your faith is also vain if Christ be not risen. Verse number 17 said, and if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Had Christ not risen, there would be no salvation. Amen. You see, the Bible said in Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Hey, all of our sin nailed Christ to that cross. Are you hearing me this morning? Everybody here is a sinner. You was born a sinner. Amen. You sin because you was born a sinner. Amen. But all of our sin some 2,000 years ago was nailed to his cross. He died. He paid that debt. But he rose again that we could be justified before God. Hey, friend, you listen to me. Had Jesus not risen, there's no salvation. Amen. All these other religions do have founders. Somebody started it. Somebody came up with their, quote, holy book. But all their founders died and they're still dead. Amen. But Christ died, was buried, but thank God rose again. Hey, if he's not alive, there's no salvation. That's right. Hey, friend, let me just say it like this. We preached the other day, dealing with the fact that the Holy Spirit has to convict you, has to reprove you before you get saved. Who is the Spirit? Whose Spirit is it? The Spirit of Christ. That's right. You couldn't even get under conviction had Christ not risen. Amen. And if you don't get under conviction, you can't get saved. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God he rose, and we can be saved today. Oh, friend, I'm going to tell you, there's somebody living on the inside of me. Amen. People look at me, and I scare some folk that used to rear back preaching. But I'm all right. The reason I get stirred up like I do is somebody bigger than me on the inside. Amen. And when he goes to move it around, it makes me want to move around. Amen. You see, for I got saved, I was dead in trespasses and sin. But when he saved me, he quickened my spirit. He made me alive. Amen. Oh, friend, today I'm glad that you can be saved because Jesus died according to Scripture, was buried, and rose again according to the Scriptures. Amen. Hey, if Christ be not risen, there's no salvation. Now, they're trying salvation by water. They're trying it by confessional booths. They're trying it by good works. They're trying it by creeds. But salvation is by and only by the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, you're too narrow-minded. I didn't start it. I didn't write it. I've been saved by it, and I'm declaring it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen. He's it. If you get to heaven, it will be by Christ. You're not getting there any other way. Well, preacher, I'm not that bad. You're still going to hell. Why am I going to hell? You ain't turned to Christ for salvation. That's why people go to hell. They have not turned to Christ. Amen. They're trying their own way, trusting their own works. I'm going to tell you, your works is filthy rags and righteousness is filthy rags. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if you come by Christ, your sin can be forgiven and you'll be justified in the sight of God. Oh, friend, it's important that Christ rose. Because without him, there's no salvation. Let me say number two. If Christ is not risen, then there's no intercessor. How's someone dead going to intercede? Amen. Here's what the Bible said. And I like what the Bible says. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, the Bible said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 9 and verse 24, for Christ is not entered to the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the tree, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. For us, hey, we have no way to God if Christ is not risen. I want to ask you something. If Christ is dead, who are you praying to and how are you doing it? Amen. There's no way to God apart from Christ. Jesus said you had to ask in my name. He is the intercessor. He is the go-between, between man and God. Jesus Christ is. Hey, I'm glad I've got an intercessor. Amen. By the way, he even knows how to ask for stuff. I don't even know how to ask for it. Amen. He is alive and well. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. I came to church today as other Sundays to worship the Lord and to magnify his name because I know he lives. I know he wants to save sinners. I know he wants to help God's people. Hey, if we don't have Christ, we have nothing. Amen. Oh, friend, he is our intercessor. Praying would be useless if Jesus is dead. Amen. But he's alive. Now, a lot of folk will say they agree with us, but they don't believe the way of the resurrection. We do. You see, I preached the other week, he rose in a body, not a spirit, but a body, a glorified body. Amen. Hey, the man Christ Jesus. That's right. 100% man, 100% God. You say, explain all that. I can't believe it, though. I know it's so. Amen. Hey, and he lives and he's at the right hand of the Father. And when we pray, we're going to the Father by the Son. Amen. Hey, we'd have no way to pray without Jesus being resurrected. Let me say number three. If Christ is not risen, then according to verse 18 and 19, there's no hope or reason for living. Look back 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 18 and 19. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we of all men most miserable. Hey, if Christ is not risen, there's no hope for anybody that's ever died. No hope. None. Now, there's some would try to tell you we're like animals and we'll just lay down and cease to be anyhow. That's not true either. You've got a soul. And it's headed somewhere. And I just said the only way you're going to get to heaven, my friend, you got to be saved. But you ain't saved, but one other place you can go, that's a place called hell. Amen. Oh, friend, today, those that have died, if Christ didn't resurrect, there's no hope. But I want to tell you, because he rose, there's hope. I've had to follow many a hearse to the cemetery through my life and as a preacher. I've preached a lot of folks' funerals down through the years. And I'm going to tell you the reason we're not, my friend lost our minds, and the reason why we can still smile and go is because we know there is going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a reunion. Why? Because Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Oh, friend, today there's hope for our loved ones that died in Christ. Amen. Not only see there's hope, but let me say this about reason for living. For verse 19 said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. There would be no reason for living if Christ had not risen again. You listen to me, had not rose again. There'd be no reason to live. The reason I am the way I am is because he lives. Amen. It ain't that I'm a good person, because there's none good. It's what the Bible said. There's none good, no, not one. You say, but preacher, you encourage, you smile, you preach. I don't mean nothing. It's because of a risen Lord. Amen. Hey, friend, today, the reason I can smile, the reason I can live my life is because he lives. Amen. We find that without Christ's resurrection, no salvation, no intercessor, no hope, no reason for living. Let me say number four, without Christ's resurrection, there's no need to preach. I'm wasting my time if Christ is dead. Amen. I've been saved 37 years now, and I've been preaching 32 of that. Been a while since I started preaching the gospel. And I have an old-fashioned delivery. You figure that out. We ain't here at a lecture today. I'm preaching. Amen. I could give you a lecture and tell you some facts, and it wouldn't do you a lick of good. But preaching will get to your heart. Amen. And Paul said, if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain. There's no use in it. And especially in the gear I preach, if Christ is not risen. I'm wearing my body out. Had somebody ask me the other day, I was just out getting a sweet tea like normal. Every morning at McDonald's, they know me by name. Got a biscuit today. And they says, you got a biscuit. Why, you got a biscuit? Amen. I just go back. But all the time they say, you got a cold, preacher? Nope. I sound like this all the time. That's 32 years of letting her rip. Amen. Have no falsetto voice. Gone. Because of preaching. But you know what? The reason it's worth every bit of it, because Christ is risen indeed. That's why I preach with such fire. Are you hearing me? It's because I know the truth. And the truth is he's alive and he's coming again. Oh, yes. Hey, this is a reality today. Why I'm preaching is because he's alive. It's what made all the... Why would these disciples suffer what they did if he wasn't risen? That's the craziest thing in the world. Why would you get run through with a sword like James if he's not alive? You do understand, you do really understand that a lot of religious folk persecuted Christians. You do understand that. The religion has never been a friend of Christ, as sure as the world's never been a friend of Christ. Amen. James was run through with the sword. Stephen was stoned to death. What was he saying when he stoned to death? I see Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah. And he ain't taking it sitting down. He's a standing. Amen. Hey, all these, why did Paul suffer shipwreck and all his suffering and his, why? Because of that resurrected Lord that he met on the road to Damascus. Amen. Hey, friend, today the reason I preach, the reason other men of God preach is because of the risen Lord. Amen. Hey, I'm not preaching very long today, but I'm preaching truth. The greatest truth there ever has been or will be. Amen. Hey, I am so glad that I know it's real. I really am. You say, preacher, you just talked yourself in. No. No. Because if I talked myself into it, I'd talk myself out of it. You got that right. If I talked myself into it, I'd talk myself out of it. Because you got to remember, I'm still in flesh. Sometimes the flesh looks at what I do and says, boy, there ain't no way you could know God. Man, you all them thoughts, all that. Oh, but see, the reason I know I'm saved and we'd still keep going on the inside. Amen. On the inside is a resurrected Lord. And he said, you're forgiven, justified, sanctified. It's all right. Amen. Oh, friend, today, can I ask you a question, the most important question you'll ever answer? Are you saved? Now, when we say that, a lot of folks, well, sure, I'm saved. Okay, based on what? Based on what makes you saved? Well, preacher, I went forward and preacher said I was all right. That ain't good enough because the preacher can't forgive your sin. Well, preacher, I let the preacher take me in the baptistry and he dunked me. I don't do you no good. I has no saving ability. Amen. Well, I joined the church. Well, that won't save you either. Matter of fact, that raises more question. Which church? Amen. It just gets more complicated with what you're trying to do. But when you come by Christ, you say, preacher, how you know you're not saved? One day the Spirit of God convicted me by that scripture, dealt with my heart, showed me I was lost. I bowed before God, said, God, I'm a sinner. I'll ask you to forgive me, save me. And he did it. Amen. And I've not been the same since. You see, I'm trusting what Christ did. That's it. No other way. I'm not trusting anything I could do, nothing I gave up and started. No, I'm trusting Christ as my only Savior, only way of salvation. Amen. Is that your case today? Amen. What you call salvation, is it really biblical salvation? It is if you came to Christ. Amen. Oh, and I'm going to say this. Real salvation will make some changes in you. There'll be evidence of it. It'll change your life. Matter of fact, you will want to get baptized after you get saved. Not to be more saved, but just show everybody you got saved. And you'll join the local church where the Word of God's being preached. Amen. Hey, after you get saved, has there been a change in your life? Have you been saved by the wonderful grace of God today. If not, I beg you, in the name above every name, the name of Jesus, to come to him and be saved today. I've never been sorry that I got saved. Never. Amen. I'm not even sorry for 32 years of preaching. Been a lot of ups and downs and pains and woes, and there's been some good shouts in some high places. But I'm a preaching because I know him. Makes all the difference in the world. Oh, friend, today, do you know this resurrected Lord that we've sung about, we've testified about, and we've preached about in this service today? If not, I'd love to have you come on, pray with you that God would gloriously save you. He will if you'd come to him. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to. And Lord, I know your word. Lord, it's quick and powerful. Lord, it'll get the job done. Help, Lord, I pray that soul that's lost to turn to you today. Lord, help the people of God. And what you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord laid on my heart Thursday. Been meditating off and on that text and these thoughts for a few days now. And this morning the Holy Ghost waking me up, stirring them in me afresh. I'm glad we serve a risen Lord. But maybe you're here and you're not saved today. Now we're not going to point you out. We would not embarrass you, but I would like to pray for you. And by being honest with yourself and before God, you know you're lost. You're lost. You're not saved. And you lift hands and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. I don't know the risen Lord that you're preaching about." I see these young hands. Anybody else? "Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Christ as Savior." I see these hands. Child of God, Jesus is the greatest reason for living. If you try to put anything else of your life in his place, you're going to live a miserable, disappointed, disheartened, discouraging life. But if you do as Paul, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," that'll change your world. That'll change everything about you. Let's stand today. This old-fashioned altar's open. If you're lost, come. We'd like to show you the scripture, how to be saved. Maybe you're burdened about somebody in your family, a friend, someone you work with, go to school with us, lost. And you want to pray for them that God would help you be that witness to them. You come. Hey, it could be you're saved, but out of the will of God. Won't you come? Get right while we sing this morning.